Hans, thanks very much for joining us. You've been doing a lot of research recently in terms of office supply. I'm particularly interested to look at the French market. What's your sense of the supply, but also the outlook for that market?
Yeah, I mean, Paris is, of course, sort of our home market for AEW. We do a lot of transactions in the region. We have a great track record. And as a result, we have probably the best data for Paris compared to all the other markets in Europe. And in fact, this data point is maybe interesting to highlight because we do use broker data across our markets. There are some differences between the different brokers in how they measure stock. In the case of Paris, I would say that we are seeing actually quite a high degree of speculative new development in the pipeline for Paris. That's a little bit unusual. It's the highest across all the European markets that we measure. It's probably due to the fact that the French tax rules for pre-funding development are quite advantageous. So there's a very efficient funding structure for equity to fund that development. And therefore, the impact of some of the restrictions on bank lending to speculative new development, which is maybe also one of the reasons why the pipeline is quite modest, don't really apply to the Paris market. If we look at the specific submarkets in Paris, because in fact our data is showing a higher percentage of new development coming in as a percentage of existing stock, we are at almost 9%. That's quite high. And it's related to two big phenomena, really. Is first of all, the Olympics are coming, and that is sparking a little bit of a building boom. In addition, the French authorities have basically planned a massive expansion and renewal of their infrastructures, particularly on and around trains and metro lines. And so what we are seeing is that some of the new development focus is actually around some of those expanded metro lines. And then I'm talking about markets like La Défense, but also the periphery of La Défense, which is a little bit further out. Also, we're looking at markets like the Northern Inner Rim, which is close to Saint-Denis and Saint-Quay. These are areas where the Olympics are sparking a lot of new development, and that is also attracting companies to build new buildings there to facilitate the increased activity. And those are markets that are showing quite high development pipelines. As a percentage of stock, in some cases, we might even be above 20%, which is very, very high relative to the other percentages that I mentioned earlier. So that obviously will have an impact on our outlook for rental growth in some of those markets. But you know, again, everything is leading to an analysis that really should be on a very local level. And a very specific level. And that's really also one of the conclusions of our research is that we really need better data. And the data is already pretty good. We are able to measure across a lot of different markets. But when we really look into specific markets like Paris, we are at 9% of total stock across all the Paris markets. But our friends at CBRE, which we work with all of their data and we love what they do, but they are actually only at 5%. And so that's a massive difference. And is that, what is that based on? What are the reasons for these differences? That's something that we will be also looking into going forward.
Great. Thanks very much for joining us, Hans.
Thanks, Richard.